Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, May 6, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Financial Times reports that the EU is preparing to open an antitrust investigation into Apple's App Store practices following a complaint from Spotify in March. Investigators have already surveyed customers, rivals, and others with plans to launch the formal probe in the next few weeks. If found to have acted unlawfully, the EU could fine Apple up to 10% of its global revenue. On May 3rd, Mozilla discovered that an expired intermediate signing certificate was causing Firefox extensions, themes, search engines, and language packs to stop working on Android and desktop versions of the browser. Mozilla published a workaround for developer and nightly builds later on the 3rd, with a hotfix rolling out to all desktop users on the 4th. The fix requires the most recent version of Firefox to be effective, so users of older versions still do not have access to the extensions. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports what Apple plans to announce at WWDC this year. According to sources, Apple will bring the App Store to the Apple Watch, along with a new health app and a calculator and books app. Apple will also announce letting developers bring iPad apps over to macOS, with Apple bringing over the podcast app, screen time, effects and stickers for messages, and a merged Find My Phone and Find My Friends app. iOS 13 will reportedly get a dark mode, a revamped help app with hearing, health, and menstrual cycle tracking options, an updated reminders app, and new features in screen time, letting parents set time limits on specific contacts for children. A report from TF Securities analyst Ming-Chi Kuo claims Apple will use a new antenna design for 2019 iPhones. The devices will use a new modified Pi antenna structure, replacing the liquid crystal polymer antenna used on current models, which Kuo claims have had issues with high-frequency cellular transmission due to production problems. The new antenna should offer equivalent 4G performance, but allow for improved indoor navigation. In an interview, Apple CEO Tim Cook claimed the company had acquired 20 to 25 companies over the last 6 months, with an average of one acquisition every 2 to 3 weeks. Cook said these acquisitions are often unannounced for small companies primarily looking for talent and intellectual property. As of its Q2 earnings report, Apple had $225.4 billion in cash, so they can probably afford it. Catalin Simpanu at ZDNet reports that a coordinated attack across Git hosting services like GitHub, Bitbucket, and GitLab is holding developer code for ransom. The attacks remove all source code and recent commits from a repository and replace it with a ransom demand for 0.1 Bitcoin, which right now is roughly the equivalent to $575. Victims have 10 days to make a payment or face the threat of having their code published. At least 392 repositories on GitHub have been affected. According to GitLab Director of Security Kathy Wang, the accounts were accessed by finding account passwords stored in plain text on a deployment of a related repository. 9to5 Google reports that the YouTube Music app is rolling out local playback as it prepares to replace the Play Music app. Local media lives in a separate device files tab. Right now, local files cannot be cast to other devices or put into a queues or playlist with YouTube Music service content. And finally, Microsoft Solitaire was inducted into the World Video Game Hall of Fame, part of the National Museum of Play. The game was first bundled with Windows 3.0 in 1990 and was subsequently included in all versions of Windows until Windows 8.1. The museum estimates the game has been installed on over 1 billion devices. Remember, for a discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.